Good afternoon, sisters and brothers in the faith. Good to see you here. In these times, the unpredictable seems to be all around us, even in our personal circumstances and health. We want things to kind of clear up the way we think they should be, to get back to normal. But the unpredictable is what people now call the new normal. Here, brethren around us are often in our midst more aged and more afflicted than in the past. And we're all becoming gradually shorter on years left to go, and they seem to go faster now. So as we each face our own adversities, how can we still help others with theirs? God expects us to help. Let's turn our thoughts to positive action to best cope with this new normal around us today. Now, things now don't seem to be as simple and obvious as we may have hoped for back at the time we were baptized. Adversities seem to find us out all the time. In the words of Job, man is born to trouble, just like sparks fly upward. And we saw a lot of that last year. Troubles are like spring weeds popping up in our lawn of life, so to speak. And that's been on my mind since this year I found more of these pesky little nuisance weeds popping up in the lawn than I ever remember in the past. But then, as we settle into our Christian life after baptism, after God calls us, he inspires us to change our outlook and our priorities. He expects us to overcome our troubles and prevail in occasional tests and sometimes even longer trials. Galatians 6, please. I'll be reading from there. In a short passage in the start of Galatians 6, we are told to share in bearing burdens, bearing the burdens of other brethren. So I'll start in Galatians 6, verse 2, and read down to verse 4. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 3, and here it seems to take a slightly different tack, I don't know why. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone and not in regard to another. Now, I don't think that means that we should be boasting about the serving we do or bragging about helping others, but I think it just means we should be personally involved in that ourselves. Galatians 6, verse 5, for each one will bear, or you might say answer for, his own load. So let's then look at a few aspects of sharing each other's burdens. We might also use the word challenges or adversities in place of burdens. And here I can only touch on a few aspects of this big subject. And therefore, this is only a reminder to ask ourselves, how are we doing? How am I doing? I'll mention just three aspects of sharing with others' burdens. The first, an obvious aspect, is prayer. Let's face it, as a group, we are getting older and more infirm than we used to be, less strong and fit than we were. And it seems that our prayer lists are getting longer with more names, and the names stay there longer. They're more permanent, but we shouldn't tire of using our prayer lists in any case. as a help. Now, the burdens of illness, age, and decrepitude are probably some of the heavier loads that our brethren bear, and loads that we must share. And James tells us that our prayers also need to be fervent if they're going to be effective. That's James 5:16, you probably know. And persistence also is another requirement, as we read from Christ's parable of the unjust judge and the widow woman who had a petition. Sharing the burden through prayer requires very little interaction with other people on our part. We can pray without contacting that person, and perhaps without even knowing them. But are we motivated to pray? When we get to know our brethren personally, we can be of more help. And this adds a dimension of having a relationship developed already. Thus, we're more likely to hear what troubles them and perhaps be able to encourage them the more. Of course, we do individually relate better with some people than others. That isn't the ideal, but it is a fact. And others of you are probably better at relating with people and more outgoing by nature. You may have a gift for fluent speech, and you may hopefully also be using it in a beneficial and positive manner in tone. But I'm generally more reserved, just speaking for myself, more of a listener, an introvert, and not so much a socializer. Not that I don't want to be, but people like me are often more hesitant to get into a conversation with a group that's ongoing. And although people like me don't mean to ignore a conversation, it's just that we're not part of it yet. With a personal relationship, we are more likely to learn of things that are not going well for that other person that wouldn't be announced to the congregation for prayer. But in a trusted friendship, we can be more aware of the burdens that others are carrying. Maybe all we can do in some cases is pray for them. And one such very gloomy situation came to my attention it was disclosed to me a few weeks ago, and it is high on my prayer list now. You're often making phone calls. Well, excuse me, I think I skipped something here. Yes, in less serious cases, we may be more able as friends to help one another, to provide sincere encouragement, at least, or other help as appropriate. So now, secondly, encouragement is another main aspect of bearing another's burdens. Some of you are very adept at encouragement already. You are helping to cheer others in their down times. You're often making phone calls, writing greeting cards, maybe making your own custom greetings and letters. And we applaud you for that gift that you have. Others like me need to learn it or exercise it more. And I should be making my own commitment to do that now. By the way, on the kiosk today and every Sabbath, we have this little section called the Friendship Table, where there's a number of empty greeting cards, blank ones. You can fill in your message there, put a name on it, and just leave it, and our staff here will take care of getting it to the right person. So that's one way. And the third aspect, our personal efforts can go beyond the above to actual help. And there are various needs and ways of serving that are open to us. At times, one of the brethren may need transportation to services or to a medical appointment or or some other engagement, or perhaps a little shopping or whatever. People can't do it on their own. So how do you respond? How do I respond? I admit I'm not very forward in things like that as a general rule, but I try. Distance between members can also be a factor as our members become more sparsely scattered around. Maybe you're closer to some that need help than other people are. That's one thing to consider. And then there's a myriad of other things that we could do for those who are unable to do them on their own. Now, such actual help is more than a matter, or I should say it's mostly a matter of just serving one-on-one, one direction. But the recipients can also serve through fellowship and gratitude in return. And those things are valuable in themselves as feedback. So if you can be available to help brethren in such cases, talk to your local elder, the area coordinator, about being contacted when needs arise that you can handle. Now to recap, in this short message I focused on three basic ways that our God wants us to help others. As Paul says, to bear one another's burdens and thereby to fulfill the law of Christ. And briefly, these three ways were prayer for others, encouragement, and physical service, physical help. And earlier I quoted the scripture in Galatians 6:2, and from which we get the phrase, bear one another's burdens. And the rest of the context didn't seem to quite match to me. But as I think about it, maybe it does. It seems to be a little unrelated in tone and in subject, like not being too proud or too impressed with yourself, and trying to find more examples of this idea of sharing burdens, the metaphor in Scripture, those words, I really didn't find any. But there is a passage that I think brings out that intent that was in Galatians more completely. That's in Philippians now. And it's a passage that also calls for humility. So let's turn now, if you would, to Philippians chapter 2. It also uses the concepts of encouragement and compassion in the same breath. Let's read through Philippians 2, 1 through 4 to bring home the attitudes that we should exhibit as brethren in helping one another. Philippians 2, 1. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, I'm sure we do have that for our fellow members. Paul says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility, humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Yes, this is a hard ideal to accomplish, but that's our calling. So let's conclude in the words of Paul in Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ.